Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, last year, Kourtney Kardashian, she got a bunch of backlash from her social media followers after she posted an Instagram photo of her bathroom floor, covered in plates full of chicken tenders and fruit. Plus, there's a half-eaten burger sitting on the toilet seat. Now, people called her gross. And maybe she is, maybe she's not. But just know that a survey found that 20% of people have no problem eating in the bathroom, with 18% eating while sitting on the toilet. Now, not to be outdone, a mother in China, she stunned the internet after sharing that her toddler peed on the dining room table. But the family ate their urine-soaked meal anyway. Now, look, I've eaten some food of questionable origin, but never food that's been peed on. In fact, early in my radio days, I used to take the trash bags full of stale donuts out of the Dunkin' Donuts dumpster, and that would be my food for the day. But I'm not alone. A guy in Australia, he actually dumpster dives for food every day. He's not homeless. He's just broke and says that getting food out of the dumpster saves him about $50 a week and adds at least 50% of it's edible. That's his quote, not mine. But I actually read it. They recently had a thread about people's quote-unquote struggle meals, those things we ate because we were broke and the food was cheap. And to be honest with you, I still eat about 50% of the things that are on that list. I mean, look, it might be cheap, might be bad for you, but nothing wrong with the saltine with mustard on it. That's all I'm saying. But today we're talking about food or foods that maybe you've eaten in your past. Maybe you still eat it now. And it's not something you want to brag about. But today we want you to come clean with a fill-in-the-blank style question. And today we're asking, I'm not proud, but I once ate or used to eat blank.
To be a part of the Big Show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send your emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Oh, but tell us, away we go. Welcome to Season 19, Episode number 4218. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. The exciting return of Who Sucks Less. Steve, I don't know how you do it. You bring us three stories from the news. People do bad stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It's up to us to determine out of those three which one sucks the least. How are we looking this week?
I think everyone will. I don't know. It's hard to say who sucks the most, but it's just companies bilking people out of money. I think maybe that's okay. The best way to do it.
All right.
Mike brought us one of the stories last week in headlines, and I'll remind people about it, and you'll be irritated, too.
Who Sucks Less coming up at 4:30 on the program. Also, some updated locations on the Men's Room Holidays Holiday Porter from Black Raven Brewing, as it is a big show today. We're going to talk about food and things you used to eat. Maybe it was a one-offer. Maybe it was, as the fine folks at Reddit would say, kind of a down-in-your-luck kind of meal.
Sure, sure.
But either way, we've all had to survive one way or another at different times of our life. Whether our parents weren't home and we cooked on our own, whether we were moving out, living on our own, or just what normal food was at the time, whatever you could afford, sometimes it's better than others.
I think once you move out, that's when things change.
right? Whenever you were enjoying eating at home, my mom's this, or there was always this in the pantry. Like, yeah, it's not there anymore,
man.
You know
what? You're so excited to not be at home. That's one of the least of your worries.
Well,
in kind of a weird way, it's like, you know, I'll find a way to eat, but I'd rather be where I am right now.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, struggling to figure out what I'm going to have for dinner than be at home. And don't get me wrong. I mean, there were times where I'd still go back to my mom's house and put a load of laundry in and
always
raid her. Her pantry.
The one thing, man, I
guilty.
Hate, absolutely take advantage of the washing machine. But like anything, you know, when you're there, your parents are like, would you like something to eat? Oh, of course I would. Then they give you your leftovers. Like, it was a whole setup, man.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
But I don't have one of those parents that would know that I'm coming over and prepare, like, oh, here's a lasagna. Like, with my roommates and friends, sure. They would go back home. They would come back home with trays of lasagna or, you know, chicken, like fried chicken.
Yeah.
You know, in a huge-ass box. Like, their parents would send them home with stuff. Me, I went home, and seriously, stole food out of the cupboard in the kitchen. Like, oh, you got three things of pasta. I'll take one of these.
Yeah, I mean, you pull that kind of move.
All the time.
I mean, my parents would be more like, you want to order pizza since you're here while you're waiting on your laundry? Sure. We'll order three of them. Sure. Because I knew I would take two home.
Yeah.
It was perfect. And absolutely. Then, like you said, your roommates ate all of your food.
Not only that, but big strategy in our world. We knew every single happy hour special at every bar in town.
Mm-hmm.
And those bars would have a food special and they would have a drink special. The Dungeon was our saving grace. Two hot dogs for $1.
Oh.
And 50-cent drafts on Monday night. No, Tuesday night at the Dungeon. Because we went to a different bar on Monday night because it was Long Island iced tea and nacho night.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
But all this stuff was just cheap as crap, and we would bounce around and go to different places just based on those deals we could get. There was a place called Dr. Pizza. They had 2-for-1 pizzas one night a week.
Mm-hmm.
So it was always a Dr. Pizza night. Not only that, the delivery driver, he would also bring weed. If you ask for lettuce specifically on top of your pizza.
So clever. No one's ever used that before. Can I get extra lettuce?
No, you think I'm not. You think I'm good. Yeah. Do you want half covered in lettuce or a whole? Whole lettuce on that pizza. So, yeah, that was...
Did he put any actual lettuce on the pizza?
No. No, he did not.
Then I agree. That is... I'm sure it worked.
Half was an eighth. A quarter was the whole pizza.
Okay.
So 20 or 40 bucks back then.
Sure.
And then you get a pizza. And I swear to God, it was two pizzas, Ted, for like $12.99.
I agree it's a good deal. I don't think that's that slick. Want extra lettuce on my pizza.
Because everyone wants lettuce on their pizza. No one can piece together with that. I will say this. One of the best things about working in restaurants, you know, when you're dead broke, is you can always eat. You might not be able to pay rent. You might not be able to buy booze. But, man, even on your worst days, you can eat.
Yeah.
And you became the superstar among your roommates because, you know, you start getting a phone call. Hey, man, I know you're closing. Could you hook up so-and-so and so-and-so? I'm like, no, I cannot bring home 5 pieces of duck for you. Like, this is not going to fly. But I'm telling you, man, if you work in a restaurant, you know this to be true. You are not hungry. You might be broke. You might be living outdoors. Like I said, when I was homeless, finally got a gig at a restaurant. I'm like, I'm homeless, and I'm enjoying, like I said, duck. I'm eating lamb chops. Like, mm-hmm. I ate like a king.
Yep.
Just slept outside and smelled bad. But I'm telling you, it worked out.
Dude, when I worked at that liquor store... Right, I'm like 19. For some reason, they didn't keep huge track of the chips, especially the Slim Jims.
All right.
So you'd have to sit in this freezer for an 8-hour shift, and we would just hammer Slim Jims.
Oh, yeah, dude, Slim Jims are great. Mm-hmm. They really are.
I haven't had one lately. I'd snap into one.
They taste artificial, but they taste good.
Right? All right.
It's like a banana now and later.
My buddy worked at a sub shop. He made it a point to make wrong subs all the time.
Oh, of course.
I mean, he would not give those to people. It would just be one of those things. He'd set them on the side. We messed up that order.
And bring it home.
And then he would come home with 2 giant subs and we'd each get 6 inches and just be like, this is great.
I'm telling you, man, restaurants are the way to go. And then when I got out of restaurants and started in radio, you're still broke, but I worked the overnight shift. But lucky for me, there's some Dunkin' Donuts around the corner. And you see at 6 a.m. when they got all their new donuts delivered, they took all the old ones, and they dumped them in the trash bags. So I would get there about 6:30, and this is an everyday thing. Open up the dumpster, grab this big-ass black trash bag, and it was just full of donuts. And I probably did that for about 6 to 9 months.
Also, you used to shake down the vending machine.
So the vending machine at work, right? I would shake this thing, so I didn't have money to get food out of there. The only goddamn thing that would ever drop are Mallow Cups, and I hated Mallow Cups, but that's the one that always popped up, right? So I'd eat the Mallow Cups, and then CBS Radio put out a memo saying, look, we don't know who it is, but you got to stop banging the vending machine because the vending machine owners are getting upset because you're messing up whatever's going on internally. Well, naturally, I didn't stop. I kept doing it. And finally, my boss, Bill Pasha, pulls me to the side. And he always talked like this. And he's like, look, I know it's you. Can you stop shaking the machine? And I said, Bill, you guys don't pay me enough to freaking eat. That's why I'm shaking the machine. And I actually got a 50-cent pay raise.
All right.
That's yes, seriously.
That's how you move on, though.
Where in the hell did they even find these Milo cups? I've never seen them before, and it's basically just a Reese's with marshmallow in the middle.
They're awful, man.
They're not good at all.
The vending machines suck, too. It's the only thing I like. The 100 grand bars were always on the edge.
Right.
So you kind of get them out of there, but then you'd be like, I don't even like 100 grand.
No. Did you shake that thing, too?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I took the blame for everything. Well, they didn't pay well, man. They really didn't.
So I mean, look, when I ate something out of my buddy's trash can, like I was, again, working in radio, making terrible, terrible money, and I bartend a couple days a week. So you talk about going home. My mom was great. Sunday, right, I got off the air or my board shifts at noon. I'd drive to my mom's house and she'd be like, what do you want? I'm like, chicken salad, something.
Yeah, seriously.
I would just eat and do laundry.
Well, that's the thing. That was my, like, because I'd been broke forever, but I'd always worked in restaurants, so I didn't realize that when you're broke, you also get hungry. And then I started in radio, right? And I lost all my restaurant connections, and I'm like, oh, F, man. Like, what do you eat? And that's why Dunkin' Donuts came in hand. I remember the first time I did it, I just felt so bad, so full of shame. About a month into it, I'm like, don't mind if I do. And like I said, survived on sugar for months.
Yeah. All right, real quick, I will say the grossest one was, so I was living in this row house in Baltimore. In the summertime, there's only like three of us living there.
Yeah.
Now I've done interning with Thrill Show. I'm going to work there. So like, you can have that horrible room in the basement, $150 a month. I said, awesome.
Where two people died.
Two people had died. Still see the burn marks.
Yeah, they choked.
And then, so we have like this kickoff party. They're all back at Hopkins, huge party. The next morning, we had our version of church, which we'd all get together in one room and talk. And I go, hey, Scott, by the way, dude, I ate your combination fried rice last night. And he goes, what combination fried rice? I was like, I found it in the fridge, threw some soy sauce on there. And he's like, dude, that was from the spring semester.
Oh, yeah.
Oh no.
This was September.
Yeah. And you were okay.
Miles, I don't know. Yes, apparently I was fine, but it's just like, there must have been mold.
There had to be.
But I think I just, I was like, oh, I don't know.
Another little soy can't kill.
Yeah, and I don't think it was combination fried rice.
Yeah, yeah.
Just had chunks in it.
Well, what was the combo? What was in the rice? What kind of meat do you think you ate?
Fried rice, but you're right. I remember just, the main thing I remember was dumping soy sauce and hot sauce on it. It's like, that's pretty good.
It's only 6 months old.
Me and my buddy Brent, we are
God, that's gross.
Helping the mobile DJ services.
Yeah.
We did that a lot. The ones at the radio station we worked with. And they would do weddings all the time. And when you're breaking down the DJ equipment and everything else, the reception's basically over. Everyone has eaten. You know, you're the last people in line. You're the last people there. And the catering company or the people who were putting the wedding on, as we're milling around, hey, do you guys want any of this food?
Yeah, of course.
And, I mean, 1 o'clock in the morning, 12:30, we were loading up trays of whatever they had left from dinner.
Salmon or chicken, probably.
And taking them home and eating off of them for a week. You know, macaroni and cheese.
Right.
Sometimes it was salad where the dressing was already tossed in, so by the time you got home, you're just eating this soggy-ass salad. But, I mean, they're going to offer it up. A thing of, you know, rolls or whatever the deal is.
Man, if you're broke, take it. Someone just checked in here on the text line. It says, I was homeless in Soto. I used to hit the Krispy Kreme before the rats would get there. My man.
Yeah.
I feel you, bro. Yep. It's like, look, if that's your option, definitely do it. And side note, delicious.
Ryan Castle is joining us here in studio. You must have had a poor food moment in your life.
Oh, you know, I like a lot of these stories revolve around working in restaurants and your early career in radio.
Yes.
And that's exactly where mine is coming from. I worked part-time at a radio station in Yakima, Washington. They paid me $4.25 an hour.
Whoa.
And I worked part-time at the Sizzler, right? So 3 or 4 days a week, I ate steak and shrimp.
Right.
Right? All you can eat shrimp for this guy for $0. Every other day of the week, I lived almost exclusively for an entire year on AM/PM hamburgers.
Like the kind that are in the little case at 7-Eleven?
I'll tell you why. They were two for 99 cents and worth every penny.
It must be good.
And I would go there twice a day and get two burgers. And the trick was to load them up on condiments because that was your vegetables. So you had lots of ketchup, lots of onions and pickles. And so you felt like you were getting a little bit of nutrition on it. But so I literally unless I was working at the Sizzler that day, lived almost exclusively for an entire year on AM.
Those are the ones like in those little aluminum bags,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the meat's terrible. The bun is all crusty.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
How bad did your bathroom smell during that point?
Well, you know, at the time I was, you know, 17 years old. So, you know, your insides can tolerate a whole lot more than they can at my age now. Yeah. I lived in a cinder block, a building behind a Greyhound station, and I lived on AM PM hamburgers, man.
Did Sizzler have a
food? And that was an upgrade from my previous situation, which was in my car here in Seattle.
Did they have a food bar, like, you know, like a baked potato bar?
Yeah, there was a salad bar too. So you could get good food, but I worked in the kitchen. So, you know, I would intentionally slightly overcook a steak, right? You undercook a steak, they bring it back and you cook it
back on the grill.
You overcook it. Wow, that one's toast, right? So once a night, twice a night, I'd overcook a steak and I'd eat shrimp, you know, throughout my shift. And otherwise it was AM PM hamburgers for an entire year because I could live on more or less $2 a day.
And I can't believe you stuck with radio instead of Sizzler.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. I know.
Yeah. You could have been the manager there.
But yeah, you guys brought that up and I was like, boy, that was just in my wheelhouse. I was a poor, poor, poor young man.
It's been a long time since I've eaten off those wood, one of those wood plates that has the metal lining in the middle. That's kind of like the Sizzler plate.
Did they do those plates? I should know because my entire apartment was furnished by Sizzler, or at least the kitchen was.
Oh, really?
You like that steak knife?
Yeah. Did you work in the kitchen?
I worked it. So I did the salad bar originally, and then I worked in the kitchen. Yeah.
Moved on up.
Moved on up. Yeah. Yeah. So between the radio station.
What were you
and
making
Sizzler,
at the Sizzler?
$4.25
an hour.
The
radio
that
station.
Was minimum wage at the time. This was 1994, 95.
All right. What was an apartment in Yakima then?
I don't remember what we paid for that place, but it was a dump, dude. I mean, it was an absolute dump. And to make things worse, we were the worst tenants in the building. Like, I was playing in a band at the time, and we would do, like, band practice in the apartment. We would bring the PA up and, like, watch, you know, like, Pink Floyd put out a live movie or something. We'd put that on the VHS and crank up the PA for the band at 3 o'clock in the morning. I mean, we were terrible. We had a wall of empty beer bottles, you know, the kind of place you would expect behind a Greyhound station inhabited by 17-year-olds.
What was the what was the station?
That was Katz in Yakima. K-A-T-S. Yeah.
What do they do now?
They still do the same thing.
Yeah. Are they rock?
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of the few radio stations I worked at besides this one that are still on the air.
Ryan, 94.5 Katz, Yakima Valley's rock station.
That's it.
Oh, the Valley
row house. I lived in Baltimore, right? So the basement, besides the death room I lived in, was just beer pong and then a washer and dryer. But around the beer pong, we kind of sloped down. So if somebody brought bottles of beer, well, after you filled up your beer pong cups, you would just crash it against the wall.
Yeah.
Yep. So I mean, the amount of piled up glass when we left was unbelievable.
Dude,
I don't know why. We recycled all the aluminum, but the bottles smashed.
Me and the dude that I lived in this dumpy apartment with, we ended up getting a house at one point. I was still working at the Sizzler. I was still working at the radio station. We put up a pool table in the living room and a couch in the dining room and a trash can for a keg in the kitchen. And that was basically the furniture for this house. And absolutely just destroyed the place. And then the day, similar situation, Ted, and then the day we were supposed to do the walkthrough, they were supposed to have cleaned it up because I had left like 2 months prior.
All right.
And I showed up for the walkthrough to get the deposit back and the nice old lady who owned the place, and they hadn't touched a thing. I mean, the place was absolutely just, windows were broken.
Jesus.
I mean, there was a hole in the floor. There was glass everywhere. And I just remember walking around the house with this old lady, and she was so nice. She's like, why would you do this to me?
Oh, God.
This is, your deposit isn't going to cover this. Like, how am I going to pay for this? Why would you do this to me? And I felt awful. I felt terrible. Like I hadn't been there in months.
I'll throw a hole in the floor.
I know.
You know the Motley Crue biopic where they just ruin everything? This is the aftermath of it that you don't see. Yes.
I mean, holes in the wall, I get. We had a lot of holes in the wall, but hole in the floor, that's next level. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, that was, So, in comparison, it's a good, clean living now.
We live beside a bakery, and they would put all of the bakery items out on the racks out on the back loading dock to kind of cool off the stuff. But the bakery would go 24 hours a day. So the afternoon shift, they would do bread for the next morning. And then they had like a donut window of time where they would make like pastries and all those things, but they would always put them out on the loading dock.
Yeah.
And our fire escape went right down to that loading dock from the third floor. So my buddy Brett
He would take a garbage bag. He would crawl down that
ladder. Not being subtle, a garbage bag.
Yeah, and pass someone else's apartment below us. You know, like the second floor apartment. Right. And then pass the first. And you could, like, look into their kitchen. I mean, you are right beside the building. And then he would jump off on the loading deck, like Santa Claus, throw the bag over his shoulder, sometimes pepperoni rolls, big in Morgantown, jump back up, do a pull-up. Because he was a rock climber. Because, like, the fire escape is up there.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
It doesn't, like, go down to the ground. You've got to be somewhat dexterous. You know,
they're for going down, not going up.
Right. Yeah.
Exactly.
And he would come up like Santa Claus, man, with a sack over his back. Then you're like, what do you got, man? He's like, I don't know, man. I think it's like French bread or something.
Like, whatever.
Okay, cool. Not proud, but I once ate or used to eat blank. 206-803.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rock
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, Ted, we know you already admitted you've eaten food out of a trash can. Steve, you ate food out of a dumpster.
Yes.
I have definitely eaten food out of my trash can.
Okay. Out of your trash can.
Yes.
All right, that's better.
That's much better. But it's still a trash can.
It's still, there's a reason you put it in there.
Correct.
What was it? What was it that you ate? Where you're like, you know what? I can't let this go to waste.
You know what? It was like half of a frozen DiGiorno pizza. And I ate half of it, which is like four pieces.
Why would you throw the other half away? What do you think?
Because for whatever reason, I was like, I don't want to eat the whole pizza. This is just too much. And if it's there and I put it in the refrigerator, I'll eat it.
Right.
So I got up in the middle of the night about 2 a.m. and was hungry. I was like, I still have that half pizza. Oh, God, it's in the trash. So I just pulled it out of the trash, ate a couple more pieces of pizza, went back to bed.
Was there anything on top of it? Did you have to dig, right, in other words, like, to get it out of there?
The paper towels I used to clean the counter to get all the, you know,
yeah, right,
from when I cut the pizza and whatever else I'd thrown in there that evening was on top of it. But I pulled it out and I ate it.
Yeah, I'll still take that over, like, I mean, I was, like, scavenging around and ate a half-eaten sandwich out of my buddy's trash can.
Right, and it wasn't even yours. That's,
yeah. Now, granted, it was a breakfast sandwich from Eddie's.
Did he see you do it?
No.
Okay. All right.
Did you ever tell him?
I'm sure I did.
Hey, man, I ate your trash.
A new poll has found that a shocking number of people have voluntarily eaten food out of garbage cans. In a more alarming reveal, more than one-fifth of those surveyed said they have no problem eating food in the bathroom. Now, are you guys people who will eat the food or take food into the bathroom?
No.
I don't.
At home.
Even at my own bathroom?
Nope.
No. I'll do the shower beer. Thank you for turning me on to that, Ted. But that's it. That is it. Because the other day, I had to pee so bad, man. I had to pee real, real, real bad. But it hit me as I'm waiting at Starbucks, right? And this is just my drink. I get my drink. I run to the elevator. I'm on the elevator alone. So I'm doing the I've got to pee dance. Doors open. I look completely cool. And I debated, do I take my drink into the bathroom and put it on the urinal or do I not?
Right.
I decided against it because there's always pubes in the urinal. The floor is always wet. And sometimes people pee on top. So I risk peeing my pants. Yep. Just didn't you eat a slice of pizza in the Vegas?
I got busted bad. It wasn't that I got busted. It was the fact that the hotel room was so far away. We were in a general area in the Hard Rock Cafe Hotel. And in that area, they had a pizza spot.
Yeah.
Okay. So in my mind, this is easy. I'm going to get a beer. I'm going to take that back to my room. I got a couple slices of pizza. Not a big deal. I start walking toward the hotel room. Now, keep in mind, we had been drinking all day, and the hotel room seemingly was like forever to get to the elevators. And then when I got up to the floor, I was the furthest room.
Right.
On that floor, which is a corridor, I swear to God, that's 50, 60 yards long. And then another left turn where it's 50, 60 yards. Then another right turn. And I knew for a fact I was not going to make it to the bathroom. When I get to the urinal, which is right down there by the Circle Bar,
yeah,
they have a ledge where you can put your drink. Well, I also decided, well, I've got the pizza in my hand. I can't leave the pizza outside, but I got to use the bathroom first. So I put a plate of two pieces of pizza on top of this ledge in front of me at the urinal with my beer. All right. I'm standing there, and I start to go, and the pizza's piping hot. And I mean, it's right at nose level, and I can smell the pizza. And I'm starving, too. I had not eaten hardly a drop in like a day and a half. I wonder why. So I pick up the one piece of pizza, and right as I'm opening my mouth to take the first bite, a guy comes up next to me in the urinal. And I take a bite of the pizza, and I put it back down on the plate, and he is just looking at me. Like, you know, typically, you don't make eye contact.
Right. Eyes forward.
You do not turn your head.
A dude eating pizza at a urinal is pretty gross.
90 degrees, he is looking me in the eyes like this. And I turn to look at him like, and it was a music convention. And so there was a lot of guys there. And I said, hey, holy yes, you're Jesse James Dupree from Jackal. And he's like, yeah. And you're the guy eating pizza in the urinal. And I'm like, well, dude, I'm on my way to the room. He's like, no, man. Hey, man, it's okay.
Yeah, you do you.
He's like, I'm not going to judge. He's like, I said, man, it's so far to my hotel room. And I knew I bought the pizza. I should have used the bathroom first, then bought the pizza. He's like, no, it's good, man. It's good.
It's all good.
It's good. Like, he kept telling me, no, man, you do you.
That's you're a urinal pizza guy, man. It's all good.
Exactly. I was like, oh, man.
Yeah, I don't, like I said, I have that story about eating a shirt, but like, taking food in the bathroom just seems gross.
Also,
yeah.
Ted, when I went to wash my hands, these are like, you know, just the standard paper plates where you got like two.
Yeah.
And the entire sink is just covered in everyone's, you know, water from washing their hands. There's no dry place.
Yeah. It's
so I'm like, oh, man. So then I take the two pieces of pizza and put them back on the urinal where I was, and I'm washing my hands real fast, and a dude's coming in the door, and I'm like, oh, God. So then I had to run back over, and I'm trying to balance the pizza with one hand and kind of wash the other one. Now there's water all underneath the paper plates from the used sink water from other people, and I'm just like, this was not a good experience.
But I'm going to finish this pizza.
This was a dumb 3 minutes. Our question, not proud, but I once ate or used to eat blank. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Tyrone. Welcome to the men's room. Hello, Tyrone.
Hello. Sorry about that.
Hola.
All right. So, it's not something I ate, but I was down in Vegas, and I'm sitting outside the New York, having a smoke, and this gorgeous blonde starts walking in my direction and didn't come up to me, but came up to the garbage can right next to where I was sitting and pulled out a half of a old iced Starbucks and just started putting it down, and off she went about her way.
God.
Went from horny to revolted real fast.
Yeah, that'll do it, man.
Well, I mean, in all fairness, in downtown Seattle, we see a lot of people who are, you know, having a hard time and going through the trash, but they're looking for anything they can.
I'm not even necessarily sure. But I understand that.
Yeah, I do too.
You go, like, right, this makes sense.
Not on the strip in Vegas.
Yeah, not so much there.
Yeah.
Plus, man, look, Vegas is Vegas, so any stranger's mouth that has touched something, I think it's a bad idea. In my experience in Vegas, like, nah, man, don't share anything.
Well,
to
I mean, look,
mouth.
There's nothing wrong with White Castle. It is what it is.
We call him Ryan.
But so in Vegas, I was in there at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
I'm obviously in Vegas. I'm not.
That's the time to eat White Castle.
I'm not. Correct. You know, it's not like I'm, you know, not spending money like crazy down there, just doing stupid stuff. But when you sit down with a tray by yourself in the White Castle and you start looking around at the other people that are in there, you just have this moment like, I gotta get myself together.
I've hit rock bottom.
I mean, yeah. This is, you know, this, and people are just getting stacks of burgers and sitting down and no one's really talking. They're rah, 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 rah. I realize I'm in there just
doing the same thing. Yeah,
exactly.
I don't even know why White Castle opens before 10 p.m.
The fries like, are honestly, soggy.
Like, look, you know why people are here. Just, why even open before 10 p.m.? Yeah, let people get drunk.
I mean, there is people that love it and this and that.
Sure.
I've had it both ways. When you're hammered, it seems great.
No.
And when you're sober.
It just for lunch, you're like, all right.
Well, this is not awesome.
They have a fish and a chicken slider as well. So, you know me, I'm going to mix it up. On two regular hamburgers and a chicken, and I want a fish. I take a bite of the chicken. I'm like, I shouldn't have got the chicken. This is horrible.
What
it's
about
like a,
the fish one?
It's like a nugget. They were both like nuggets, you know, within a slider. And
yeah, it's White Castle.
A White Castle fish sandwich does not appeal to me at all.
It's 2 o'clock.
I would rather go to the trash can. Like, let me see what's in the trash.
And I'm pro fish sandwich.
Right.
I'll eat the fish filet any day of the week. But yeah, like White Castle, to me, it's like they're known for their sliders.
Yep.
Beef.
Not proud, but I once ate or used to eat blank. 206-803-ROCK.
That White Castle you went to is 24 hours. There's going to be interesting characters.
Yes, there is.
Always. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Okay, so back when I had my own apartment in downtown Seattle, I was, you know, obviously going through hard times, didn't have a lot of money, so I ended up quite a few times eating things like spoonfuls of flour or sugar or other herbs and spices just like that to kind of quench that hunger feeling.
So you're basically just raiding condiments?
Yes, pretty much. Well, you know, okay, so condiments sounds a little bit too bougie for what I had, because I didn't have ketchup or mustard or anything like that. I just had, like,
and did your phone? Hey, Mike, your phone's breaking on, man. Call back if you need to. But yeah. What do you say? Flour and sugar.
Mm-hmm. Herbs, spices, just, flour and sugar. Just
so kinda, just like toast? Mixes together and bake it. Maybe
it's just as
what you get.
He said that's just what he had, so he was just kind of eating it all raw.
Though. I mean, I've eaten a condiment sandwich.
Yeah, I've done
just
that.
Like, you know, like a mayonnaise sandwich. It's like screw it, I'll spice it up with ketchup and mustard.
Because you're excited to have bread.
But what? I don't know about eating dry spices.
Yeah, that's, I mean, isn't, like, raw flour unsafe to eat?
I used to eat from the condiment, just the refrigerator door.
Yeah.
With various roommates. If there was just barbecue sauce in there, I'd just go and pour it in my hand.
And lick it out of there.
Dude, I still do it to this day with plain yellow mustard.
Really?
Oh, I love yellow mustard. Sometimes when I'm looking, I just get a quick shot in.
I'll do it with honey mustard, not the plain yellow.
See, yeah, that's too sweet.
Really?
And also, like,
that's good fridge hunting taste.
My, like, I got some good mustards in there, but that Beaver Sweet Hot.
Dude, that
we
stuff is
we save that
legit.
For charcuterie, right? We're not just, but yellow mustard, French's, go to the Costco, I got giant bottles, boom.
So if it's the more expensive bottle of mustard, you want to just give yourself a squirt?
Correct.
Oh, man.
The French's, he's there for you.
You got to do it, I'm telling
Ted,
you. It's a game changer.
In the winter, my buddy had just a big-ass coat. And at the bar, the bartender, it's closing time. They're getting ready to get everybody out of there. They had a big jar of huge pickles. And the jar was this tall.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It was a big-ass jar. Now, they weren't like the pickled pig's feet variety or the pickled eggs. These were actual just big, classic, cucumber-sized pickles. And they would sell them for like 50 cents at the bar if you want a pickle. He sticks the entire jar underneath his arm, underneath his coat, and walks the F out. So for like 2 or 3 days, the pickle that was on the size of your Jimmy John's sub.
Yeah.
Like that size pickle. We just sat there, man. There was a crunch, crunch, crunch. Everybody just sitting in the living room eating pickles.
Nice.
Because he swapped that entire jar.
If I like pickles, I'd be all about it.
We had to take a shelf out of the refrigerator.
To fit the pickle
jar.
Just
the pickle jar in there. Not proud, but I once ate or used to eat blank. 206-803-ROCK.
Couple of quick texts here. It says, hey guys, when I was a grad assistant at a local university for a year and a half for the football team, I was so broke, my idea of a classy meal was a $1.50 tuna sandwich from the local 7-Eleven with a coffee. Ate it every day for 3 months, never going back. Tuna and coffee does not sound like a great combination.
And I'm pro tuna sandwiches, but with coffee?
Yeah. Oh. And ever so
much. Yeah, but Subway really used to do a $5 footlong or a cheaper deal than that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, most of the subs back then, you know, now you go in there and go, how in the hell did I spend $14?
I thought he said 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven.
Oh, he said, they said Subway.
No. This was 7-Eleven coffee, right. Which, another Ted. Now, I don't know who this is from, all right? But it says, speaking of being broke in radio, back in 2010, working for you guys. But it doesn't say who it is. Anyway, working for you guys. Let's see, street framer, make a minimum wage. I had $0, but one time, There was a Pop Chip sponsorship.
I remember it.
And there were boxes and boxes and boxes of those things. I took two home and ate Pop Chips exclusively for a month. I do remember that promotion.
I do, too.
But I don't know who the text is from.
Well, dude, when we were in Baltimore, like 7-Eleven now, to their credit, their sandwiches are a lot better.
Yes.
But they didn't have them. So they were kind of rolling them out in the early 2000s. One of the stations in that cluster in Baltimore must have done an event, right? Saturday afternoon, I'm in there working, running the Navy Football Network.
Oh, yeah, exciting stuff.
I go in that kitchen. There is cases of these sandwiches. And they can't, so like, I think I must have called Drep or somebody ASAP, or Barrett was like, are these staying? He's like, do they fit in the fridge? I was like, no, there's like trays of them. And he's like, take as many as you want.
Nice.
I mean, that was a glorious day.
Yes.
I mean, whatever backpack I had, I mean, I filled up everything. When I got back to that horrible row house, I was like, boys, I'm sandwich flush.
Sandwich Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Not proud, but I once ate or used to eat blank, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Dave. Welcome to the men's room.
What's up, guys?
Hola.
All right, so when I was a kid, my parents did not have much money, so my dad would shop at it was called Carrier Brokers in Salt Lake City. It was a freight damage store.
Okay.
And so everything he brought home was either smashed or dented or cut open or partly moldy. And so my mom had some Cheerios, and I was super stoked that it was actually Cheerios, not like Toastios or whatever. But they tasted like mildew, and so she cooked them so they would not taste like mildew. And so we ate them anyway. We just put a lot of extra sugar on it. And so when I was a kid, I was always looking for good food. So we were walking home from elementary school one day, and we saw a bunch of Hostess fruit pies and Twinkies and cupcakes and snowballs in this guy's garbage can. This is back when it wasn't all plastic with a lid. It was like the old
metal can,
Grouch style. Yeah, Oscar the Grouch style garbage can. So we're like, wow. And we looked at them. The expiration dates were a little off, but we're like, sweet. So we all loaded up our backpacks. And we did this for months. And I had to eat them in secret because my parents were poor and we didn't buy Hostess.
No. You know what, man? We had a deal where the Wonder Bread store. So,
day
past the expiration
date. Yeah, the day old store.
Yeah, but they also, it was like Wonder Bread and Hostess products.
Okay.
Right.
So you were either getting, you know, like a box of cupcakes, or you were getting a loaf of bread or whatever. But yeah, my stepfather would bring. So the trick was, is if you see mold, pull it off the bread.
Pull it off, yeah.
And always toast the bread. So anything, right. If you made a peanut butter sandwich, you had to toast the bread.
Right.
Peanut butter and jelly, you had to toast the bread. But he would bring home that like once a week. And we'd also freeze a lot of the bread, the rolls and stuff like that. But that's basically where we got all our bread.
And Dave, what was the best thing your dad could bring home from the damaged freight shop? Like what was something you looked at and said, all right, cool?
I mean, honestly, it was the Hostess stuff because and he would only buy it because it was super old and it was like 50 cents for for a cupcake or whatever. But this guy on the street, he was a Hostess rep, and he would just throw that stuff away. And when my mom finally found out what I was doing, she's like, you can't eat trash out of the garbage can.
So I wonder why this guy just happened to have all these Hostess products.
Can to get good stuff. Yeah, all Hostess products. His garbage can was full of Hostess products. It was the best day ever when we found that out.
Yeah.
I mean, we used to do the same thing. I literally Googled and found a picture of the one I used to go to as a kid. The same thing.
It says Wonder Hostess.
Like bakery thrift shop.
Yeah.
They were combined.
It's a little old, but it's edible.
Well, the thing was, they never had Twinkies because they don't go bad.
Right.
So the stuff that you wanted as a kid, like Ho-Hos, I mean, the shelf life on those, you can put them out for a while.
So it's probably what, all the fruit fill crap that they had?
It was all that stuff.
Right.
That's exactly what it was.
Those are my least favorite Hostess. Plus, if it's free.
Susie Q's. That was the one I could not stand. They had those all the time. Do you remember Susie Q's? They're like,
yeah. Like we didn't, log, but like, my mom wouldn't buy us like the Hostess products there.
Mm-hmm.
But they had little miniature loaves. As a kid, I just thought it was the coolest thing ever.
What, a mini loaf of bread?
Yeah. I don't know if that's better or worse than eating the Hostess stuff. I would just go home and gnaw on a little mini loaf.
Were you eating anything with it? Or you just opened the bread?
Nope. Just got after that mini loaf.
Okay. Yep. Hey, man, whatever.
I'm going to stop telling stories today. They do not sound good.
No. Hey, man. Oh, look, dude, he would bring home Wonder Bread, and I'm not kidding you. An entire, like a big loaf of Wonder Bread. It was not sliced.
Oh, really?
So I guess, like certain restaurants, whatever, want to either cut their own bread or whatever the deal is, but those are the ones that went bad.
If the restaurant's ordering Wonder Bread, like, don't try to be sophisticated. We cut our own
bread.
Well,
you know what they...
It's Wonder.
Okay, well, that point in time, po' boys were pretty popular in the area.
Yeah.
So you slice that bread a different way.
Yeah.
And so they would offer those places to the places that, like the sandwich shops would offer po' boys.
It's still a whole loaf?
Oh, yeah.
You know how much stuff you'd have to put in that to make one sandwich?
Oh, no. They cut it into multiple pieces.
Oh, all right. I'm like, God damn.
But he'd bring it home and be like, it's not even sliced bread. Not proud, but I once ate or used to eat blank. 206-803-ROCK.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.